Okay, I'll start off. Just we wake up today with look at the tape, and it's we have some regret, lost opportunities. You can't live life with regrets after a game like it, but you just feel you lose an opportunity. We had the opportunity to get the season started the right way, get headed in the right direction, and it took us a half to get things figured out, and it was obviously too late. So that's something that we'll certainly work on is how we're going to come out of the gate. It's hard to have an explanation for a start like that. That we really, in a lot of ways, we slept walk through the first half, and they played. They made some plays as well. I can't say it was all our issues. But with that being said, very very proud of the way our guys came out and played in the second half. But as I said after the game, and as I told our players in the meeting today, there's a phrase for almost winning. It's or a word for it. It's called losing, and that's I talked about no moral victories, and when you guys publish the standings, it's wins and losses. There's no third column for moral victory. So something we take some lessons from, some hard ones. Our normal protocol, and I went through it with the team today. Monday we come in, we'll watch the game, we learn from it, we lock in the corrections. Sign of a good team is not repeating the same mistakes. And then as they move on and transition out of the building today, after we've looked back, then they spend the rest of the time from Monday afternoon, all day Tuesday through Wednesday morning, rest, recovery, and looking forward to the next opponent. What you don't want to do is dwell on a loss to the point where it becomes two losses. And if the flip side were true, if you don't want to celebrate a win until Thursday or Friday, next thing you know, it costs you the next week. So it's important in this league that you have the ability to compartmentalize and move on very quickly. And that's why we're upset about the lost opportunities yesterday, but looking forward to the challenge this week. It did. We split the game. When they started to go with some of their up-tempo stuff, and it was more nickel calls than Jim took over. But for a good part of the game when we were in base defense, that I called it. And then we got to the point where we, in between series, would kind of plan out the next series. Just from a scripting standpoint, I'm going to script out the next series. What do we like on first down against this, second down against this? And then... And that'll kind of be a fluid thing. We don't have one way to say it. I thought the times where he had it, he did a good job, especially in the second half when they were got us off the field a couple times. I thought he did a good job. From a defensive perspective, I think when you face the same tempo all the time, I think you get used to it. It becomes rhythmic. I think the threat of that needs to be there. I think we ran it obviously for a whole half because we had to down that amount. I think I've always wanted to have an offense that had that ability to change tempos. Just having been on the defensive side, knowing that there's ever that threat of them going ultra fast, it causes some issues. It gets you out of the rhythm of being a play caller. But it would be difficult since that's not what we train for. I mean, I know there's some teams that's all they do. That's Philly. That's Buffalo. And that's not who we are, but I was glad that we showed the ability that we could jump into it and sustain it for as long as we did. It's difficult. The coaches have to get creative with the drill work. We have to do a good job of thudding up in practice when the play, if we're not going to tackle live in practice, at least show that they're in the proper body position, that they've decelerated, they've squared up, they've sunk their weight, they've gotten their hands wide. Show that they're ready to make a tackle. Sometimes in practice you get a tendency guys just kind of fly by and tag. And I think that's on us as coaches. It is one of the most difficult things to be able to work on because you're just for obvious reasons you're not going to tackle live to the ground in practice. But it's certainly something that it seemed when our guys are into it and focused, we tackle better. So we got to make sure our minds are right. We didn't tackle well in the first half, and it improved in the second half. We had three first downs also in the first half as well. I think as a team we started slow, and that's something we're going to talk about this week. Whether it's something we're doing from a prep standpoint, how we warm up, I mean, all things are on the table for us. We're going to look at it, make sure that, and get some feedback from the guys, and make sure we're doing the right things that to come out of the gate. And it's it was disappointing the way we started on defense. I can't sit here and tell you otherwise, that we need to make sure that we are right from the beginning, dialed in, focused. You can't ease your way in NFL games. You got to be ready to go right from the opening. I think there is, but not as much. I think we need to do a better job as a staff, putting them in some situations, maybe getting them some help. But there is no substitute for playing, and that's something where he needs to transition. He needs to take what he does on the practice field and take it to the game, because he's practiced well. But that's part of the learning process too, that he's got to be able to dial in and hear his. We always talk to our players, you know, fall back on your technique. You should hear your position coach's voices in your head talking you through the play, especially pre-snap. And that's something we preach to all of our young guys that are maybe having some struggles. Joe was, for the most part, I thought was pretty solid. The one that got caught on him for the long touchdown, I don't know if he could have been in better coverage. I mean, that was a perfect as ball as you could have thrown. That was a disappointing play. We had a free runner, and Ben. We had a free run on a blitz and didn't get a chance to get him on the ground, and got out of the pocket and threw a ball where nobody could get to it but the receiver. So that's, you know, sometimes you just look at stats, thrown to, completions, yardage. But I don't put Joe at fault for that play. I don't think he could have covered him any better. We feel confident. That's what we do. That's our business. That we evaluate the tape, what's correctable. Let's make sure we're all over it and we correct it. We put it on the players. Like, these are the mistakes that we made. Let's lock these in as corrections. And then you keep building from there. When you're in a new system, there's going to be situations that come up, both sides of the ball, that you haven't gone over in an OTA or in a training camp, or that come up for the first time in a game where you get some mistakes made because there's just not that bank of experience playing in that system to lock those things in. And that's where we're hopeful that this group will handle the corrections and lock them in, and we'll just keep building from there. Paul played well. He did. I thought he was very physical. That his production came as a result of rolling off the ball and being very physical. Jabal's sack was the same way. But Paul's a guy that he's come a long way with his technique. That we got on him early on. That he was getting too far up the field. And you know, our running saying in the defensive room is you can't get a sack on a running play. And he's taken it to heart, taken to coaching, and he was one of the guys too on the sideline, and he was one of the guys at halftime too that kept saying, you know, hey, there's a lot of game left. When I think there were probably a few doubters in that room that hey, this is, we're probably done here, this, you know, being on the road in this environment down this much, and he was one of the guys that I thought stepped it up and kept our guys up. It is, but I think across the board, we just need to raise our level of consistency. I mean, he made some great throws in the game. I mean, the touchdown to Travis, I thought, was as good a throw as you could make. Some of those crossing routes, the deep in cut on the third and long to Hawk, I thought couldn't have been thrown any better. And then there were some throws he'll be the first one to tell you that he would want to have over again. You know, a couple. He threw low. I mean, it's hard for him with our smaller guys, with Gabriel and Hawkins, that you're going between throwing to Jordan and throwing to those guys. It's not your typical catch radius that he's thrown towards. But I think as he settles in, I thought the offensive line for the most part protected well. We did give up two sacks, but neither of them were attributed to the inside five. We had one pressure that they gave up. But I think as he gets a good feel for the pocket and playing with that group and where he can step up. And I just think that'll only – I think that the tendency for him is sometimes he speeds himself up. And I think the more he plays, I think the calmer he'll be. No, because he had a great week of practice. He really did. You know, we kind of dangled a carrot with him, giving him jersey number 28. We told him it depended on how he prepped for the week. So he was model citizen the day we told him that. But I thought Wilbert has done such a good job with the young backs, especially. You know, Crowell was a guy that we were thinking, I don't know how much we're going to use him this year, that just not a lot of reps in the preseason, and just his lack of experience. And he's a guy that stepped up and obviously played well. You know, I don't think anybody would have guessed that he would have had two touchdowns in the opener. But that's part of the NFL. Somebody gets hurt, it's next man up, and that's what coaches get paid for, to make sure those guys are ready. And I thought West has come a long way in the system, and I think Crowell's is built for it. I mean, he's a one-cut downhill guy, you could see when their defense got tired, that he was, both those guys were just what the doctor ordered. It gives us some momentum. I mean, we know we're 0-1, but it could be a different 0-1 had the second half been a duplicate of the first half. But I think to get a taste of what it should look like, I think is a confidence boost for our guys, that when their mind is right, that it doesn't matter who's across from them, that if we execute. And I thought just watching the way we ran the ball in the second half, I mean, just that line working together, I thought was outstanding. I mean, there is that learning curve with the zone scheme, but I think those guys that group of fives really, really started to turn it on and play well. But I think defensively we'll take something from it as well. But you know, we learned some hard lessons, but at the same time there is at least some momentum coming out of that second half.